Our pregame coverage continues here from Purdue Stadium, Game 3 between Delmarva and Fredericksburg. I am joined by the voice of the Frednats, Eric Bach. We're so glad to have you here. We haven't had too many broadcasters, so we're glad you made the trip.
So great to be here with you, Mitchell. Weather might not hold out for us tonight, but it's been a great series so far between our two teams and a great season series so far, so I'm excited to be here.
I was going to say, it's been an exciting start to this series, and there's been a lot of good matchup between these two teams. Most recently, a lot of them have gone the Frednats' way. The first time Delmarva came to town in April, Shorebirds controlled the series second time around the Frednats. So between the start of the year until now, how would you characterize the season for Fredericksburg?
I think it's a team that has a lot of talent that the first 6-7 weeks of the season did not know how to win and put that, turn that talent into actual victories on the field. And it's been up and down. I mean, there have been, you saw a blow up last night defensively in which the Frednats made 4 errors and the Shorebirds really benefited from that and won the game because of it. But overall, the Frednats, I mean, it's been a steady improvement throughout the season. I mean, the way that this season started for the Frednats, it was a big hole to climb out of, and then they won something like 17 out of 21 games in June. And then, you know, they've kind of been a more of a 500 team recently, but overall it's been a team that has steadily improved and that has learned how to play together and learned how to win together.
The Shorebirds, when they came to town last time to play Fredericksburg, were kind of in the heart of that long winning streak for the Frednats. Did you sense really a morale boost or a different confidence in the clubhouse from when Delmarva was first there until that point?
Well, the thing that I think that is really kind of remarkable about this team, that even when the record was not looking good, they were, at one point going into Memorial Day weekend, this team was 12 games under 500. And then we won 4 out of 5 in Salem. And at that point, the confidence never left, though, because everyone knew the type of players that we have. Everyone knew the type of talent that we have, and just knew that for some reason, you know, the math wasn't mathing about how we were losing games that we feel like we should have been winning. And once they kind of got over the hump in that series in Salem, that was the series right before the Shorebirds came to Virginia Credit Union Stadium, I think that that was the moment that the Frednats realized, yeah, we are a winning ball club, and we can be a consistent winning ball club that is as good as any in this Carolina League.
You've highlighted some of them there, but what have you felt has been the biggest reason for this team's improvement over the last few weeks?
Pitching, strike throwing. I mean, we were the worst pitching team in minor league baseball through the first month of the season. And now the guys are throwing more strikes. The walk rate is way, way down. I mean, it was a million. We'd walk 3 guys and give up 1 hit in the early part of the season. And now it's just a drastically, drastically improved pitching staff. The offense has been pretty steady all season as far as production. They've had their ups and their downs. But the difference between today's Frednats and early season Frednats is no doubt the pitching staff. And it's a lot of the same guys. The improvement in each individual guy on this pitching staff is pretty remarkable, and our pitching coach Justin Lord deserves a ton of that credit, because he has managed his pitching staff so well and turned them into at times a force in this league.
We're talking with Frednats broadcaster Eric Bach. I want to highlight some players now for you, Eric. We talked about him a few months ago, but Dalen Lyle has quietly been one of the best players in the Carolina League. He's already had a great series here, a big 3-run homer on Independence Day to help spark that comeback. But what about Lyle this year have you seen has made him such a special talent?
Consistency. Every single day, he's the same guy every single day. He's a grinder. He's in the cage longer than anyone else. He's soft-spoken. He's like the embodiment of the saying, speak softly and carry a big stick. That is exactly what he does. He has the utmost respect and admiration of his coaches, of his teammates, of everybody in the Washington organization. And the fact that he missed all of last season with Tommy John surgery makes what he's doing now that much more impressive. He's a line drive oriented hitter that now is hitting for power. I mean, I believe it's 13 out of his last 18 base hits are for extra bases. I mean, you saw, I think he was, what, 3 for 3 with a walk last night and making things happen on the base pass. I mean, he's a surefire big leaguer, and I think is the best baseball player on this Frednat team.
It's been quite the bounce back for him. Tommy John surgery, you don't see that a whole lot with position players, and you never know how they feel coming back from that. Some try and play through that kind of elbow issue, but it seemed like they made the right decision with him sitting him out, and now he's just come back very strong.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's 20. He's almost at the exact right age for this league. I think he'd be, had he played last year, he might be in Double-A by now at 20 years old, but they're easing him back into it. I mean, he's got 2/3 of a season down now, and I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. I mean, I did some digging on him today, and in the Carolina League, amongst current players, he's in the top five in just about every single important offensive category.
Paul Witt's another guy that's really taken off midseason, a big power bat, double-digit homers. He's done a good amount of damage on the Shorebirds. Where did he come from this year?
Paul is a guy that has just – nothing comes supernaturally to him. He's not the most physically gifted guy, but he is one of the hardest-working guys in this Washington organization. I mean, he's played at three different levels in the organization. He's played a bunch of different positions. They changed his position to catcher in spring training. He had never caught before in his baseball career, but he's always saying, I'm going to do anything that I can to extend my baseball career. And he has unlocked something offensively at the plate. And as you said, he's kind of been a shorebird killer this year. But he's just works really hard. He's well-respected in the clubhouse. And I'm really happy to see a guy that's kind of a journeyman like him have this much success at the professional level.
And then finally, what's it like being a part of the Fred Nats, or I should say the Washington Nationals minor league system? Obviously, Fredericksburg right there near the Major League Club, but there's a lot of talent. The Major League Club is competitive, but they are rebuilding, and you've seen some top talent last year, this year. What's it like being a part of this farm system?
Well, the Nationals got drastically better in the farm system because of the Juan Soto trade last August. I mean, Harlene Susana, who you'll see pitch later this week, obviously James Woods is the prize. He's like an all-star caliber Major League Baseball player, maybe if you stuck him in D.C. right now. I mean, that's the type of player that he is. Robert Hassel III's had some injury issues coming over in that trade, but I still think he's going to be a really good piece. And as I said, Harlene Susana averages 100 miles an hour with his fastball. But the talent is really good. Brady House is a homegrown guy. The Nationals' first two picks in 2021 were House and Dalen Lyle, and both of those guys have absolutely raked this year. House promoted to high A a few weeks ago, and he's continued. He's had an even better season with Wilmington than he had with the Fred Nats. So, I mean, the talent is through the roof in the Washington organization. And, I mean, for a team that kind of blew up the team after a world championship in 2019, they're on their way back. And I think that they'll be back in contention sooner than people think.
Eric Bock, my friend, thank you for joining us today.
It's always good to see you, my man.
Eric Bock, the broadcaster for the Fredericksburg Nationals, will take a break and come back with Labs after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.